All right, people, welcome back. FCFVA Talk Radio. I'm your host. Now, let's see if we can find some good music real quick. Give me just a second. I got some new tracks. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to drop this. Which one? West Coast. There we go. All right, so we got this one on here. All right, cool. Y'all ready? Now, hey, sit with that. All right. So I'm your host. We're going to let this one keep running. Yo, it's getting crazy out here. Customer service is garbage in 2021. Garbage with a capital G. And I'm going to tell you why. Nobody gives a damn anymore. This is the discussion of the day. It's a major topic. Because, you know, doing orders and having to go to these stores, you have to see it all day long. Traveling too. Nobody's exempt. Just saw a sign the other day at the Burger King where they closed at 8 p.m. and closed the drive-thru because nobody wanted to work there. You can check out that image on FCFVA Official on Instagram. I think I posted it on there. Maybe I need to. I'll go back and check. So yeah, the customer service is garbage. It's real bad. I'm going to start this one off with a Taco Bell visit. So I went out to Taco Bell. I'm not going to expose the restaurant right now. Because it's too many to expose. But I'm a vegetarian, by the way. Miss Unique, she's a vegetarian too. So when we go out, you know, it's already hard enough in a lot of places because last year they took a lot of vegetarian options off the menu. So at this one Taco Bell, pull up, it's like, yo, dollar deals. You know, they got the little menu, the discount deal menu. So I was like, yo, get a cheese quesadilla. That's straight, you know, some light, some just put a little something on the stomach. They were like, yeah, that's straight. Your totals, whatever. So I'm like, cool. Looking forward to this. There's a couple cars in front. Get up to the window. It feels hot. I'm like, man, this bag's hot. It's going to be pretty good. Long story short, first bite bit into it, it was extra chewy. Now, for the cheese lovers out there, you know, different types of cheese could be a little more chewy than others. It wasn't cheese, it was chicken. Now, I don't know if y'all wondering like I'm wondering, how do you get chicken and cheese confused and mixed up? Well, you don't. What happened was, and I'm pretty sure about this, it was a chicken quesadilla that they just pulled the chicken off of. Now, it's hard being a vegetarian for one reason, especially if you, you know, you already ate meat. I was eating meat for like 30 years. It's not about just the meat, you know. One little piece of meat ain't gonna hurt you. You know, if you accidentally eat it, you ain't gonna die. But if you consciously choose to change your eating habits, I mean, how come these folks can't show respect to your choices? You know, that's their job anyway. You sit there, you pull up to the drive-thru, you tell the person on the other end what you want. They're supposed to tell the people to fix it for you. And then they're supposed to hand it to you. Slide on up out of that zone. So where all the confusion comes into play, no one knows. But I know one thing. I don't eat chicken. I don't want chicken on my quesadilla. And it's getting to a point where these vegetarians, they're all coming together out here. They're organizing. And it's not going to be pretty because it's going to be a big movement. So you don't want to piss off the vegetarians. They're laid back. They're chilling. They're minding their business. They got little gardens. They got plants in their windows and stuff. You know, saving the animals. But you don't want to piss them off, though. Moving on. Burger King. They canceled the Impossible Croissant. Hardee's canceled their Beyond Burger last year. Now, I'm not sitting there saying there's no options out there because a lot of people like Pizza Hut got the Beyond Pizza going on. But you know, I swear, when you tell somebody you don't eat a certain thing, they look at you crazy. And they're the ones who offered, you know, brought up something about food. So I'm just confused. If y'all get any answers on what's going on with this customer service out here, y'all let me know. And it's getting out of hand, you know. You pulling up to Burger King and stuff and people talking about what they're not going to give you and questioning why you want your burger ran through twice. I thought it was have it your way. I'm confused. Y'all help me out. FCFVA Talk Radio. That quick little rant. Y'all check the charts. Find you a great podcast to listen to. Support your local podcasters. Give them a listen. Give a share. Lynchburg, Pittsburgh, Virginia Beach. Y'all know what it is. And make sure you tune in to FCFVA Beats. Stay tuned.